Hello, this is Tina by me, Paul of freetraffictip.com. Today I want to talk a little bit about how blogging actually brings you customers and clients. I have a very sweet lady that I'm working with right now who's a new client of mine who worked with these million-dollar companies and has just started to use different social media tools, new media tools, whatever you want to call them. And she wants to start blogging more often and is trying to figure out how and why to use Facebook and Twitter. And the thing that she said the other day to me was, you know, startled me into realizing that the majority of people still don't know what these tools are and how to use them. You know, you forget when you're in the world where you're using the tools every day and talking to use the tools every day, that not everybody, that this is far from widely adopted, that not everybody has these tools or access to them, or, you know, knows they have access to them, I should say. So she was asking me, okay, I get that it works. I don't understand how it works. I'm just trusting you to show me how this ends up being me making connections to people. So I wanted to see if I could figure out a way to explain that in less than 5 minutes. And if you find this useful, let me know. And if you want to tell other people about this because it helps them, you think it would help them make better sense of what's going on, feel free. There's no pitches in this or anything like that other than, you know, when I said who I am and where this audio boo is going to end up being posted to. So let's begin. The internet, the web, is functioning with all these new tools now as a stream of monologues and conversations we're having. And they have these conversations in little areas in, you know, throughout the virtual world. They're having conversations by email, on blogs, in sites like Facebook, StumbleUpon, and Twitter. Search engines like Google, and also to an extent social bookmarking and social news sites, are also keeping records of these conversations so that people like you and I can jump directly to what we're interested in. You can subscribe to Marketing on Delicious and always get a record of what the popular marketing links are. I could go into Google and type in marketing, or type in internet marketing, or type in market services to physical therapists, or whatever it is that I want to know in the area of marketing, and be able to get a list from Google, because that's what they do. And I also think that it helps to think of this as if it was the real world, like what would represent each of these components if they were actually in the physical world, not the real world, because of course the virtual world is part of the real world, duh. So search engines and links, respectively, are kind of like planes and trains. Networks like Facebook, StumbleUpon, Twitter, forums, you can think of these as places that people gather, just like in real life. Some of them are coffee shops. Some of them are like train stations and airports. Some of them are like work. Like you might think of LinkedIn as, you know, the office cooler, or the cooler in the office or whatever. But they're the places where people gather. They're the popular spots where people are already congregated. Sometimes they go to these places to talk. Sometimes they just happen to be there and talking takes place. The point is, that's where the people are. So how do you get the people from where they already naturally congregate to come to your site? Well, that's what your blog is. Your blog is the headquarters of a store, kind of, that has outlets and all these little malls that have all these places where people gather. The catch is, your store doesn't open until you open your mouth. So whenever you publish, you're building a path to your voice via syndication and conversation. And you're also doing that when you go to other blogs, you know, in other islands, so to speak, and talk about the things that you want people, and have conversations with people, leaving a link or a path back to your site. So you post into your blog, and the other things that you do to promote that post are like having events in your store, except that through syndication, you're able to be in all of your stores at once. So if you had 100 different sites that were echoing your voice whenever you make a blog post, those 100 sites all are open at once. So the blog is the headquarters, and all these other places are all these outlets are the places that you're syndicated to. So when you get syndicated in the places that are populated, of course, more people come to you. So that's where the people come from. I hope that's a simple explanation that didn't kind of make it too complex. If you know how to make it simpler, please comment. Thanks. Have a beautiful day wherever you are.